Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The great Jim McBride, our favorite in Boston at the Globe, is back on the bench in the biggest way possible. Merry Christmas, Jim. Happy New Year and all of that good stuff.
Right back at you, Scotty. How you doing?
I'm chilling the most. Always great to have you on the bench, brother. So, man, I want to start by talking about what you think of the Steelers going into this game at Heinz Field, where they have literally imploded and started losing every game they play, even to the 2-10 Raiders they can't finish, and they have looked atrocious. And here come the Patriots to Heinz Field. What do you think of Pittsburgh and their problems?
Yeah, I think they really should have lost four in a row when you consider that Jacksonville game. But, you know, they're like they're a wounded team. I think that, you know, ever since, you know, it became a reality that Le'Veon wasn't coming back this year, it seemed like their attitude kind of changed. They were a hungry team, kind of proving everybody wrong that they could win without him. And then hoping that he was coming back. And then when it became reality he wasn't coming back, it seemed like they kind of went in the tank a little bit.
So the Patriots game in Miami, what was the feeling and fallout from that lateral miracle play by Drake and the Dolphins?
Yeah, there was a pretty, you know, upset locker room, you know, as you can imagine. But this team is, you know, they've had devastating losses before and been able to bounce back. You know, they've lost Super Bowls and bounced back with great years the next year. So they got a lot of leaders in that locker room who won't let the, you know, locker room get divisive over a loss like that. You know, the leader, the older guys kind of take the young guys, you know, aside and say, look, you know, you can't let this dwell. You can't let this turn into, you know, you can't let this loss become a loss the next week because you're still thinking about it. So they moved on quickly. I've noticed this week in the locker room, a lot of upbeat guys, a lot of, you know, positive attitude. So it certainly wasn't a thing that lingered. You know, I don't know what that film session was like on Monday afternoon up in Foxborough, but they certainly haven't let it carry over into this week so far.
So let me ask you this. Have you seen all these well, we already know that Brady owns Roethlisberger. I think he's 8-2 against him, right? I mean, that's just world domination. But you've seen all these stories this week. Like, I saw the big one where they got, like, all these former players like Warren Moon, et cetera, to talk, even Bledsoe, about, you know, Brady's aging and when he'll finally stop playing. Do you find this kind of stuff painful at this point, how they just keep trying to get him to, you know, frankly, retire, and he's still got mad game?
Yeah, it's you know, he's still, you know, really at the top of his game. I know he kind of tailed off in that second half against the Dolphins. I think when he had that that knee brace malfunction that kind of dug into his leg, you know, I think it hurt him more than people know, and or else he might have thrown for 500 yards against the Dolphins. You know, I thought the comments in that story you referenced from Tom House saying that this guy's has been the same guy since he's been working with him were more accurate than anything else, because that's the guy that I've been seeing for all these years. He's still deadly accurate. You look at that touchdown pass he threw to Cordell Patterson against the Dolphins Sunday, and I don't think there's only a handful of quarterbacks in the league that can make that, and he's 41 and still doing it. So I haven't seen a big tail off in this guy, and I think the fire is going to be burning this week for him too.
What do you think, Jim McBride of the Globe, what do you think of this team that we talked about him this week on the show at great length about how it doesn't seem to matter what the situation is in the AFC, who's in the playoffs, where the playoffs will be, who has the bye, whatever. It always comes down to the same thing, that the Patriots are playing in the AFC championship game and a right to go to the Super Bowl. How crazy has that been for you over the last, whatever it is, decade or 12, you know, 12 years or so?
Yeah, you almost count on it. You know, you go into the season and, you know, looking at the late stretch of the season, say, well, how early are they going to wrap this up and, you know, get the number one seed or the number two seed and get that bye? It's almost a foregone conclusion that they're going to have a week off before they start the playoffs. And, you know, then they get a home game, and then all of a sudden they're playing for the AFC championship and you know, a Super Bowl berth on the line. So it's, you know, a lot of spoiled fans up here, but, you know, it's taken a lot of hard work too. So, you know, it's it's been a great run. I can't complain about it, and I don't think you'll find anyone outside of this area complaining about it. Maybe down in Pittsburgh they would, that's for sure.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jim. So what about, like, but it, let's say the Chiefs, because they needed the Chargers, frankly, to win tonight, and right now they're in big trouble, and I mean, they're down 7, whatever. They're still in it, but there's no, you know, there's like 3 minutes left in the game. They got to get the ball back and score a touchdown. But my point is this.
My son and I have been yelling at the TV for the last 15 minutes with all these flags.
Right.
You know, some of these calls on Kelce, the holding call on that last touchdown drive, if they held like Gronk that way, he'd have been called for offensive pass interference.
So if you guys have to go to Arrowhead for, let's say, just hypothetically, that was the AFC Championship game this year, how do you think they'd handle that trip to Kansas City, even though we've seen the Chiefs lose their 6, I think, playoff home games in a row?
Yeah, I think that, certainly any team led by Brady and Belichick is not going to be intimidated by Arrowhead. I mean, they've gone in other places in one AFC. I don't want to keep bringing up Pittsburgh because I know that's a sore spot for you. But, I mean, they've gone into Pittsburgh, and that's a wild atmosphere, and they've won AFC championship games there. I think it would be an unbelievable shootout, just like we saw earlier this season. You know, the Chiefs' defense tonight hasn't impressed me at all. So I think if the Patriots could make a few stops, they certainly could win there. I'm not saying they would, but, I think it would be a great game.
Who worries you at all in the, right now, if you were to look at the teams that have a shot at it, we already know, nothing's a done deal yet. But right now it's basically the Chiefs, Chargers, Pats, Texans, Steelers, and Ravens, I think, would be the last team in. So who worries you the most, that Ravens defense, or is it the way the Texans have played with Watson, or is it just Mahomes?
I think that it's all those teams, but the one that would definitely worry me would be the Texans, because the Patriots have had their number, especially in the playoffs the last couple of years. So you kind of think that the odds are against them beating them again. And, they saw Deshaun Watson early this year. He was still – probably not fully recovered from the ACL from last year. And, they went on a tear after that. So I think that team would be, would be really dangerous, even if it was in Foxborough. I think they match up well. It's a good defense. That diamond defense does give Brady and the Patriots some problems. So I would think that would be a game that, the Patriots might be a little leery about facing them again. They're almost like a division team at this point. They see them so frequently.
So you don't think Jim McBride of the Boston Globe that they've had that they're showing leaks in the ship, like the Titans game or the – I thought they just blew the game in Miami. I thought they should have won the game. They blew it is what they did. But then, if you go all the way back to the Jacksonville games and the Detroit games, I mean, literally other than that, this is still – the only game that I would say that was bad – was the Titan game and the Lions game. Two bad games to me the whole season. They are still the most dominant team in the AFC. I don't care what the Chiefs do because they never do anything. I respect Mahomes, but the Patriots, they had two bad days the whole season, and people are writing them off.
Yeah, I find that, really, just a kind of a lazy narrative. You're writing them off at this point because they lost that game in Miami. They had problems in Miami. And long before the miracle play at the end there, they left some points on the board. Gostkowski missed a field goal. He missed an extra point. Rare brain cramp by Brady at the end of that first half after he'd had a dynamite first half, 3 touchdown passes. But, taking that sack with no timeouts left, that hurt too. So crazy things happen to them in Miami. But, I think they bounced back. You look at their record after losing games, especially late in the season. They usually bounce back and go on tremendous runs, and I have a feeling that that's what's going to happen here, too.
Did you think last year, that Pittsburgh game, that the Steelers got hosed on that call? be real with me. Don't BS me. Do you think that they got jobbed and that was a crappy call? I mean, they don't – now they changed the rule because of it, that call.
That was definitely a call that, certainly went in the Patriots' favor, but – I didn't agree with it. I thought it was a catch, so that was a tough one. And I think that, strange things happen in Miami to the Patriots. Strange things happen to the Steelers when they play the Patriots, no matter where it is. Gronk was pretty much bottled up in that game until the second half, and then that epic drive, the winning touchdown drive, was amazing. They kind of left him wide open. So it just strange things happen. You know, that was the game. That was a better than most of the playoff games last year.
So let me ask you this question. How long do you think Belichick's going to keep coaching?
You know, I haven't seen his fire, you know, diminish at all. I think he loves coaching. He loves teaching. He loves working with the younger guys. It's, you know, he's a guy that makes it, you know, clear that it's a different team every year. He's got new guys in there, and he loves teaching them. He works so hard to put this program in place. I don't see him leaving anytime soon. You know, it's a question that's asked frequently. Who's going to leave first, Brady or Belichick? And if I had to put money on it, I'd say Brady leaves first.
Wow. Let me ask you about the Celtics really quick. They finally seem like they've found their way and, you know, have strung together a nice seven-gamer.
Yeah, that game last night against the Wizards was just amazing. You know, going overtime, it was like two Titans of the East, really. I mean, I think Washington's going to be a lot better by the end of the year, too. I thought Kyrie's performance in the fourth quarter and overtime should give the Celtics fans a lot of encouragement because, you know, they struggled out of the gate, but they're figuring it out. You know, a lot of people are pointing fingers at Hayward saying, hey, where are we going to fit this guy in now that he's back from injury? We can't win games. But, you know, I think Brad Stevens will figure it out.
Do you think the Red Sox are going to let Kimbrel go somewhere and he's going to get that $100 million-plus somewhere other than Boston? They already lost Joe Kelly to the Dodgers.
Yeah, that might change their plans. I know they weren't really high on spending a lot of money on Kimbrel, especially because of his late-season struggles. And, you know, the talk up here was that, you know, some of the incumbents and maybe even Kelly would get a shot at being that closer. But 3 years, $25 million, I'm pretty surprised. But the Dodgers, you know, they saw him all five games in that World Series, so they must have saw something they really liked.
So the Bruins are getting hot all of a sudden and winning. I think they've strung together a nice little three-gamer. Are they playing all right? Does anybody care about the Bruins up there?
Yeah, they care about the Bruins. That's probably the most passionate fan base up here. You know, the underrated. You know, they don't get a lot of ink, but it's the same people that have been holding season tickets for years for the Bruins. You know, the encouraging thing for them is their two best players, Chara and Bergeron, are out. They just started skating again today, but not with the team. So when they get back, you know, they could go on a run. It all depends on Tuca, though. You know, how he plays is how that team really goes.
So what do you think of, going back to the Steelers pass game, what do you think of Roethlisberger when you watch him play against the Patriots? He hasn't had much success against Brady.
No, he hasn't had a ton of success, but, man, I love watching that guy. He's like King Kong, you know. He's like hanging, this guy's hanging off him. He's throwing stiff arms. He's throwing 50-yard bombs. I wouldn't mind having this guy on my team any day of the week. He struggles against the Patriots, but he's certainly you know, still a tremendous quarterback. And his toughness, I think, is second to none in this league. You know, the hits he takes and his ability to come back into games. Even last week, you saw him take that shot in the ribs, and you know, he missed 20 plays, but he was back out there, and he's going to be back out there again this week. So ultimate respect, and I know everyone in the Patriots locker room really respects Ben, and they're expecting his best game on Sunday. I talked to Trey Flowers, who's probably the Patriots' best interior lineman, and he said, look, we're expecting this guy to come out like a wounded bear and get our best game. So, you know, there's a lot of respect for him.
So what are they saying about Gronk up there and his, you know, service in terms of what's left in the tank for that guy?
Yeah, I think that, you know, he's been battling that, you know, ankle and back injury all year, but you know, a lot of encouraging signs last week. He went over 100 yards, scored a touchdown, really his first red zone touchdown of the season, which has been kind of a surprise. So he's getting healthy at the right time of year. The Patriots are as healthy as they've been all year. And, you know, we talked to Gronk today. He said he feels really good. You know, I'm sure he's hoping to see some of that light coverage that the Dolphins gave him last year and maybe some of that zone coverage against the Steelers that he's been able to eat up the last five or six times he's played them.
So what do you think the game will be like in terms of score? Who are you taking on Sunday afternoon in Pittsburgh?
I think the Patriots win by 7, so going to 31-24.
All right, there you go. Jim McBride, listen, enjoy the game, Jim. Always a pleasure having you on the bench again. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and yours. I'll talk to you again in the new year and during the playoffs.
Sounds great. Merry Christmas, Scotty.
All right, thanks a lot. Jim McBride of the Boston Globe. Love that guy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.